In this state championship episode of the Texas Private School Podcast, the end of the road is upon us. Old blood versus new guard, Saints versus Eagles, dynasty versus destiny, and high-flying talent versus determination and grit. All this and more in the state championship preview of the Texas Private School Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the biggest episode of the year, the 2024 State Championship Preview of the Texas Private School Podcast. As always, for this episode, I'm one-fourth of your hosting crew, Wes Tollison, calling in from Dallas, Texas. Walker Lott joins us from beautiful College Station, Ryan Schroeder from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and also from the Brazos Valley, we bring back top intern Waverly West. Waverly, with an episode this big, we couldn't just do it with three people. We had to bring on some extra manpower to help us get through this massive slate. Number one, thank you for joining us. And number two, how much are you looking forward to the biggest week of the season?
What a week we have coming up. First of all, thank y'all for having me on. This is going to be so much fun, and I just can't wait to get into it.
It is going to be so much fun. Walker Lott.
Yeah.
We're here. I don't know if we ever knew that we would make it here, but somehow we are, and we're going to get through it. Your thoughts on the state title slate?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I was telling Wes right before this that I think this is going to be maybe some of the closest matchups we've had all together than we've had since covering TXPS. A lot of is at stake. Like you said, the season feels like it's gone by so quick, but at the same time feels so long. It's kind of this weird dilemma, but a lot of it is at stake. Pick records are at stake. Me and Ryan are tied at 201-53, with you only one game behind, Wes. So this is, I don't think we've ever had it this close. So this is for all the marbles. One last week, four games, let it ride.
I'm not going to lie. I thought I was like three or four games behind heading into the slate. I thought I was dead and buried. Now I've got a chance to get back in and go three straight pick record titles. I mean, unheard of in TXPS. And best believe I'm going to go all out in the final week. Ryan Schroeder, one of the two leaders of the pick record. I will do everything in my power to retain that trophy, which I physically do not know the location of. We'll figure that out later. Your thoughts on the pick record, the slate, and the meaning of life in general?
It's been good up in here in Oklahoma City. I'm absolutely so stoked to go down to Waco this weekend. Haven't been to a state championship since the last time, 2022, when y'all were at state championships last year. So, really excited to get back down there. Really excited to get these games going and covered. And, it's been a great year. I actually feel like it's gone by pretty quick in my actual opinion. I mean, truly, I'm talking week one and, getting prepared for the year. And yeah, it's December, first week of December now. So I don't know how things are rolling out, but I'm ready for four great games on Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely. We've mentioned that going down the 2 days in Waco for state are one of our favorite weekends of the year, and it remains that way. It's like I'm waiting for Christmas, which is apropos because we're very close to Christmas regardless. But we are incredibly excited to receive the gifts that will inevitably come with the state championships. And before we get into the four gargantuan matchups we will preview, Walker Lott has cooked up what just says Walker Quiz on the script. I don't know what it is. It makes me incredibly nervous. Am I going to get exposed for not knowing ball? We will find all this out and more when Walker details what we are going to do.
Yeah, this is it's history time, boys. It's time to learn some history. See if y'all know ball. There's a thing in the college that I love to do during class that is not study. Shout out my mom that you don't want to hear this, but it's called Sporkle Quizzes. Sporkle Quizzes are a fantastic website, and it's awesome for sports fans that you just sit there and be like, what's the highest points per game of every NBA team in the 2023 season? They're awesome. Go check out the website. It's awesome. Me and my friends used to do these all the time. So I made my own Sporkle Quizzes that y'all are going to do. And y'all going to do it together, okay? And that anyone that goes on Sporkle.com can find these and go do them themselves. So I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but
you said it 16 times.
I love this website. So Okay.
Gosh.
Waverly, I know this is not your strong suit, but if you want to help these boys out wherever you can, if you think of something, you absolutely can. Wes, that you guys get 4 minutes. I
Whoa,
gave
whoa,
I 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes because I did this on the drive home by myself and I did it in three. But I'm the big brain. So
Yeah,
together, you
encyclopedia.
yes.
Yeah.
So you two should be able to do this within 4 minutes.
All right.
So tell
All
me
right.
when you want to go and I'll type it in.
All right. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. Real quick. What? Oh, are we going? Oh,
We're
no. We're
going.
starting. Okay. Okay.
Paris
All right. Paris.
Episcopal.
Just type Paris. Paris. Okay. Dallas
Regents.
Christian. Oh, I was gonna say. Yeah. Dallas Christian.
Cypress
Okay.
Christian.
Okay. Prestonwood. Prestonwood.
Second Baptist. No one. Sacred Heart.
Yeah, Sacred Heart. What's the other one with that?
St. Paul.
Yeah, Shriners St. Paul. Yep.
Good one.
Okay.
Misspelled, but yeah, it's
Who
there. There we
played
go.
Dallas Christian last year? Holy Cross?
Holy Cross.
Holy Cross.
Lubbock Christian.
Yes, good.
Fort Bend. Fort Bend.
Yes.
And they played All Saints, correct?
Yes.
And
First
then who did
Baptist. First Baptist, good one.
Parrish would have played a team from the South in first year, right? So Houston,
St.
St.
Thomas, St.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yep. Oh no, who in 2021? Who they play? Was it someone from the South?
I don't know if I guys figured it out.
Oh my God. Wait.
Who'd Parrish play in the South in 21?
No, they may not have played at someone in the South. What could have been? Okay, move
No,
on. Who did Regents play last year? Let's get that first.
they played Liberty
Mom.
last year. We not said Liberty? Yeah, they played
Okay.
Liberty last year,
Jeez,
guys.
jeez.
Gone.
Okay, Cypress in 21 would have played a D3 school at that time. Brook Hill by chance? No.
No. Shoot.
No, Brook Hill was D2.
TCS Lubbock.
Oh my gosh.
Very good
Oh my
job.
gosh. Okay, hold on. Okay, we're missing one D1, a D3, and a D4.
Who did
Okay.
Parrish play in 21?
Dude, it has to
Oh,
just be
Midland,
someone.
Midland Christian, Midland Christian. Very good. We're
Oh
missing
my goodness.
2020
Okay,
D4
a
and
D3 and a
D3.
D4. Okay, it's a D4.
This is,
So
remember,
four? I don't.
this is our first year that we did three episodes on. Just remember this. So we
Dude,
didn't go
they're
to these state meets.
Collinsville Sacred Heart?
No. Good
Not
guess.
okay.
Colleyville Covenant, is it?
Collinsville Covenant? Is that what you
It's
said?
not Dallas
No.
Covenant, is
No,
it?
that no, it's gonna be oh is it bit no Bishop Dunn was never that low. It'd be like
Bishop Lynch.
Bishop
No, we
no
already
but
got the D1 schools.
no, it's
I
like
need a confirmation. These are the last two. I need a confirmation. This is the school I
dude.
want to choose to write it in X.
Okay, D3, D4. Let's
Well, you
just
didn't say
think.
anything when I said Colleyville Covenant.
Colleyville Covenant. Colleyville Covenant. There you
What
go.
are we
Yeah,
doing? We just
what is
burned
it? We're just
45
lo we're just
seconds.
losing time. Okay, hold on. D4 school.
D4?
Brazos? No, not in your
No.
lifetime.
Is
Okay.
this school still in D4? The school.
Oh, they're gonna be six men, aren't they
I
now?
can
No,
name every I
single
can't tell
school
y'all
from
that, but
D4. What on earth? Lake Country? Lake
I'll say,
Country?
guys, composure. We only have 1 minute left. But yes, it is
Okay.
still in D4.
Okay, Hallettsville, Shiner, BCS, Conroe, shoot, new,
Like
Munster
Weatherford?
Sacred Heart.
Weatherford? Or who else was there? You're really pressing my
Mercy Culture, Temple
Bishop
Christian,
Riker.
Oh, Riker, 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 Riker. It's
Waco
Riker.
Bishop
Yes,
Riker.
it's Riker.
There we
Yes,
go.
Ryan, yes.
Come on.
There we
What
go.
happened?
You said that, and I flashed back to a graphic Walker made on that episode. That was a Riker
Oh.
guy, and I was like, yes, it's Riker.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out Eli Cummings, University of
Yes.
Idaho running back. That was a
Oh my.
1 year transfer at Bishop Riker that brought them to a title
That was
game.
good. That was
That
good.
was
That was
electric. That was
good.
fantastic.
Nice. Very
Okay.
good.
Okay. So that was good. By the way, isn't it fun? Like that game right there felt like it feels like so long ago, but that was only 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah,
It does feel like
that
long
game
ago.
is huge.
Anyways, but we have our last one, and this is just a fun one. And I made the quiz, so I'm a little bit more interested and know a little bit more. But I think my max was 50 out of 52. All right,
All
guys.
right.
Go ahead.
Parish Episcopal. Dallas Christian.
By the way, shout out 2014 and 2010 Parish Episcopal
There
and
you go.
Taps Division Two back in the day.
Dallas Christian, a Bishop Dunn already. I'll just throw it in there.
Bishop Dunn in 14 and 18.
Two. Okay.
18
Preston Wood.
over
Preston.
Prestonwood.
Oh, Preston Wood for sure. I
Shiner
have
St.
more.
Paul. By
Yes,
the way,
that's gonna knock a lot
watch
off.
this. Boom.
Oh.
Golly. First
Oh.
Baptist. FBA.
Or is it Dallas Christian? No, is it? It's already in there.
Yeah,
Throw Liberty on
it should
there.
be in there in 2013 as well.
Okay.
Liberty.
Yeah,
Yep. Fort
but,
Bend. FBCM. All Saints doesn't, those are SPC
no, they're all
titles.
SBC. They should be all SBC.
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to think about who else was really good. Oh, does Midland have anything from D2 or D1 back in the day?
I don't know. Do you want to put it in?
Yeah, let's put Midland in there. We got time.
Yep.
There we go.
13, 12, 11, back to back to back back in the day.
Okay. I'm almost positive
Cypress.
my school won one.
What are you going to say,
Legacy?
Waverly?
Sorry.
Cypress.
Yep. Cypress, 17 and 21.
Oh, Eternity Christian Cedar Hill. What are we doing? Yep. Regrettably.
Can you put Legacy in there? I think we won in like 2011 or something like that.
Legacy is
No?
not on this list.
D4 and
Boo.
22 was Lubbock.
Very
Yes,
good.
it was.
Wow.
Wow. 2020. Oh, we just listed these teams, so we should be pretty good. 2020 D2 and D3. Wouldn't D2 be? We just listed the teams, so we'd have to know them.
2020 D2 was
Not Midland. Liberty, not Liberty.
it was a crazy game too. It was a walk-off pick six.
Oh, Dallas Christian and it was Regents.
Very good. Very
Oh, that
good.
pick six is my favorite
And
play in the
then
history of high school football.
D3, would it be like Holy Cross? No. Who won?
Remember,
No,
Holy
they.
Cross just made their first state title last year.
Yeah. Shoot, 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 shoot. So D3 would have been, or you
Also,
said
Holy
Cypress?
Cross was in Division Two for a very long
Yeah,
time.
you're right about that too. I don't know why I didn't. I'm not. D3.
So we got Parrish, Prestonwood, Midland, the Big Dogs, DC, Cedar Hill.
Okay, is that 2018, 2019, and 2020 D3? Are all those the same team?
I don't think so.
Can we ring Faith up on there real quick?
Yeah,
Very
Faith.
good. Deuce Hogan's freshman
Good.
year.
Hold on, we gotta get this. We already mentioned the teams. What are the? We just mentioned the D3
Well,
team.
most of the team. Wait, D3 for 2020?
Yeah, we
Yeah.
just mentioned it.
Riker. No.
No, Rikers D4. Who did you
D4,
say?
sorry.
Who'd you say before that? D3. The other answer. There's two answers, and we got one of them in the last second for the last game.
It was Cypress Christian and TCS Lubbock.
Year before.
Brutal. I have no idea. I have no clue. All right. I don't.
No, the game, the winner is the year before that game, CCS Lubbock.
All right,
Did
there's some
Jake all say
D1.
Covenant? Very
Yes.
good. The Iowa
Oh, thank
Covenant.
you.
Oh my
Thank you,
goodness.
Waverly.
Wow.
Also, 2017. Shout out to him.
Hey, can you put like just start throwing in TCA Addison should have something, right?
By the
There we
way,
go. Oh, Willow Park. Yep, that works.
Willow Park. Oh, goodness gracious me, oh
Shot in the
my. Wait,
dark.
just one left in the left column.
Yeah, I don't know. 2019
2019 D3.
D3.
This is going to
Yeah.
be a pull and a half. Okay, only reason I know this is somehow I remember it, that I saw it on my Instagram feed.
Okay, Lake Country Christian is one that comes to mind, but they used to be D2, I think.
They
And then.
made one of the title games, but they did not win it, I don't think.
Okay, and then.
By the way, TCA
Oh,
Willow
McKinney
Park.
Christian's on here. McKinney Christian's on here for D3.
It is not on here.
There used to be
It's
D3
not. Oh, they
forever.
made the state title game in 8 in
19.
17. Oh yeah.
2019. 2019 D3.
By the way, TCA Willow Park, led by Ryan Hollingsworth back in the day, won a title.
Oh my goodness.
More you know. He went to
D
SES for a while and then went to Lubbock, Liberty, or Lake Country, then went to Willow Park. I
Okay,
think that's
was
how
it
that works.
Cornerstone a small school back in the day? Is it like, dude, I just cannot. I'm throwing out stuff, man. I don't know. Woodlands Christian, I
No,
mean,
not on the list.
is it a Dallas school? Can you tell us that? DFW?
No.
It's not DFW? I mean, bro, I'm. I'll
give you a hint for
Tyler
the.
All Saints. I mean, I don't know.
No,
No.
but you're on the right track. This is a team. How do I describe it? It is in the South. It is usually in Division Three. It's usually a pretty good Southern team.
Corpus Christi. Oh, Bloodhounds.
No. Good guess though, but no.
Like
Bay
Corpus Christi.
Area?
Corpus
No.
Christi. Bay Area is a good
Bay
guess
Area
too.
is a great guess though.
Dude, I'm about
Bay
to go
Area
through
made a couple title games in this time.
I'm about to go
Is
through.
Lynch on here, by the way? Very
Oh yeah, you're
good
so
guess.
right.
Bishop
Yeah,
Lynch
that's
at
what I was
26.
looking
Oh,
at
only
16 and
one?
Figured. Is Fort Worth Christian on here somewhere too at some point,
My
right?
my freshman year won the title over Dallas Christian.
Yeah.
2013 D1. We've listed like every good D1 team, I feel like.
Yeah,
I
I
feel
feel
like
like
my
teams
district, I had back-to-back state champions. Just want everyone to remember
have teams
that.
left. Teams have left, right? So like D1 2013, like obviously Dunn comes to mind, but like
Dunn is already,
already guessed Dunn, but like
I'll give
20.
you 19, by the way. 10 minutes was actually a great time. 2019 is a team from the outskirts of San Antonio.
Okay, I thought about Cornerstone. So it's like, so San Antonio Christian.
No.
Uh,
This
t
is New
t
Braunfels
t
Christian, is it?
TMI?
No,
TMI?
no. You got to know your
Shirts?
geography.
Shirts? Oh my
Nope.
gosh,
Got
dude.
it.
Oh my gosh, dude, you're
North,
good.
what is it? North. Northwest
Dude,
San
I'm not gonna
Antonio.
look at this. Yeah, I mean, no, there's no shot. I'm gonna know this. TMI. Oh, not shirts, you said. What's the John Paul the 18th or whatever the heck it is?
That shirts. That
That
shirts, John
shirts?
Paul.
Dude.
All right. I might be throwing in the towel
I'm
here.
probably tapping out here. There's one more. There's two more D1s on there, and I think I would just throw. I mean, Parrish, Liberty. Gosh, who else would be on there? Nolan. I already said Nolan.
We
You did
said
not.
Don.
You.
We said
By
TCA.
the
We
way,
said Preston you
Wood.
have not said Nolan Catholic.
Yeah, we
We
did.
haven't?
We
Oh, no,
put
for
Nolan.
Nolan.
We put Nolan on there.
Back to
Oh,
back to
which
back tie-offs.
oh my gosh. I almost positively guessed it for that.
With
Okay.
Steed with Prudhome at the head coaching job.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll live with missing three D3s and a D4. I think that's about where I'm at. I
All
can't.
right.
San
Are we
Antonio.
finalizing it?
Not San
Yes.
Antonio Christian. Yeah, no, we're done. I
Bernie
said Brook Hill.
Geneva.
Okay, that's terrible. I said Brook Hill earlier, and we didn't type
Oh,
it
how
in.
did I forget Brook Hill? I was at that game. I was at that game. I went to Brook Hill.
Yeah,
Oh,
he went to Brook Hill.
God.
That's actually terrible. That's terrible. He went to Brook Hill. Also, I'm almost positive Waverly said Hallettsville Sacred Heart. Am I wrong? The
I
only
think
two
she said it for the previous one. I don't think she said it for this one, sadly.
dude, the only two schools we didn't mention, obviously I'm not gonna mention Northland Christian. That's crazy. But Geneva School of Birdie is also insane. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take that.
Very
480 out of
good.
52. That's not that bad. And we
Very.
said Brook Hill and Hallettsville Sacred Heart.
I
So
remember Brook Hill had lost to Regents in the state game 2 years in a row, and then I was there, and we finally beat Regents. And I was like 10 years old, and I was like, "Yeah, I can't believe I forgot that game." Shout out Terry Purtle. Shout out Tyler Baker and company. Yeah, that was a
wow.
un. Yeah, that was fun though. I wanted to go back to 2000, but I think 2010 was good
Well,
enough.
2010 was more than good enough.
So yeah, that was awesome. Everyone that's watching this, I will put this out for the public, and so you can go play it. It's a good time, and hopefully, I want to do this more often because it was fun making it. So,
This is going to be, I was already thinking, great off-season content.
oh,
Great
absolutely.
off-season
No, that'd be
content.
fun. It'd be
So, it's
fun.
very fun. Go to the website. It's a great website when you're bored to just do all these sports quizzes. I'm putting y'all on to good info. So, anyways, but that is Walker's quizzes of the day.
That was incredibly fun. We will make sure to plug those in more often. Thank you, Walker. That was the perfect blend of elation and frustration and everything in between. It was awesome. But that being said, let us do what we came here to do, and that is preview the four biggest games of the season, starting with Parrish versus Liberty, the Division One state championship, where Liberty is a 14.5 point favorite. I think we all knew the road would end here. This Saturday at 7 o'clock in Waco, Texas, the two best teams in the top division in TXPS will go to war to decide once and for all who is the top dynasty in this sport.
This Parrish offense versus the Liberty defense is really the unstoppable force meeting the unmovable object. Sawyer Anderson has passed for almost 5,000 yards in his final campaign with 53 total touchdowns to pair. We had heard this freshman from Highland Park would be good back in 2021, but few realized he would turn into the best to sling the rock in DFW's history. And that is largely due to the elite talent he is surrounded by in his receiving core. Three 1,000-yard receivers and Darby, Pyle, and Fields have 16, 19, and 6 touchdowns on the year, respectively, and they make it impossible to lock onto a single wideout. Liberty discovered this firsthand last time they met as Anderson passed for 551 yards as Darby, Beckham Smith, Marcus Hanish, and Jalen Pyle all went for at least 100. But you can't talk about elite offensive talent without mentioning Liberty Christian. Junior Baylor commit Quinn Murphy has thrown for 2,800 yards and accounted for 43 total touchdowns as senior San Diego State commit Jalen Hawkins has burst onto the scene as his favorite target, amassing over 1,000 yards and 16 touchdowns. And surrounding him with weapons such as Brady Janusek, Quentin Brown, and Cooper Witten, this Liberty Christian receiving core is as dangerous as any in the state. What has separated Liberty from the competition this season, though, is their defense. C.J. Witten and Maddox Sakiri have amassed 14 and 10 tackles for loss, respectively, anchoring a unit that averaged less than 13 points per game allowed in district play. You add in guys like Cooper Witten and Janusek in the back end, and there has been no proven way to exploit the Warriors' elite unit. And all of this is without mentioning the X factor, Chase Garnett. The senior running back runs with a ferocity seen only by guys like Andrew Paul and Zach Tatman of the past, and after suffering a compound fracture in the Parrish game in October, he has somehow returned to the gridiron. This will be where the game is decided. Can Parrish's front seven bow their necks and limit Garnett under 5 yards per carry, or will the elite back run wild behind Nate Humphreys, Keithan Smith, and Austin Bandlow? Or will the dynasty die in one final supernova to extinguish the cosmos? It's not going to die in Waco. I'm taking Parrish Episcopal to win this game. The whole season, I told people at games, I told people at A&M tailgates, in the grocery store, that this was the year that Liberty took the crown from Parrish. And during the regular season, I thought that was cemented in that game. I am on record as saying if Chase Garnett doesn't leave that game, Liberty wins by 3 touchdowns. But what I saw against Prestonwood in the quarterfinal game makes me realize that I'm not betting against the dynasty until it's dead. As long as Sawyer Anderson and Daniel Novikov are on Parrish, I will pick them to win the state title. It's the best passing unit I've ever seen in TXPS. I think the defense has enough juice to get the job done. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a 48-41 game. That's my pick prediction. Parrish is going to win this game. I'm going on record and saying that. Walker.
Wow. I mean, unbelievable. What a script, by the way. Shout out to Zach Tapman. I had to look that guy up, but yes, what a reference. This is what we wanted. Before the season, we built this hype around this game. Every preview, everything we talked about in the season was Parrish Liberty, Parrish Liberty. Who's going to take the crown, right? And regular season, it lived up to the hype, right? It was a one-score game. It's what that game was supposed to be. And then, you know, Parrish lost the second one to Prestonwood, and you were like, maybe the dynasty is done, right? And then, like you said, you can't ever doubt seven in this offense. They come back and they win again against Prestonwood, and they look like a team reemerged. The defense is playing to the what level you want it to be, and you're like, how can you bet against this team? But I'm gonna say a dynasty falls in this one, and like a phoenix, it will rise from the ashes, a new one in the terms of our ground Liberty Christian. A new dynasty will emerge by the hands of Coach Witten and the rest of this squad. I think they're disciplined. I don't think they lose in these moments. I think they rise to the occasion. I think with the talent of Murphy, with Janusek, with Hawkins, with Brown, this offense is electric. And you have guys defensively that are just elite ball players. How can you bet against this team? And I'm not going to. I'm gonna pick the dynasty to fall. Another one emerges. Give me Liberty Christian.
Ryan Schroeder, we are split on the pick. What direction are you going?
So although I live in Oklahoma City, I somehow managed to get to two Parrish games this year. So be it. And in both those games, I sat on the field, and I don't want to say I wasn't impressed, because I was. I'm always impressed by Sawyer Anderson. I'm always impressed by the offense. I always think they're a really high level team. But I wasn't impressed with the defense as much as I normally am, right? That's the biggest problem in my head. I genuinely think that this defense for Parrish is on the lower side than they've ever had. And although the offense on Parrish is actually incredible, like if you think about it, Parrish has the better offense, and basically Liberty has the average better offense and defense, and then Parrish has a much worse defense. Like that's how I see things. You take them in a scale, Parrish is up here. You know, their offense up here, their defense up here, and then Liberty's right in the middle. I think that middle and like just that average skill level in the middle is truly what's going to drive Liberty in this case. And I think you can chalk that up for me as a Parrish loss. But their offense is going to be incredible. They're going to be going toe to toe. The moment Liberty gets a stop, though, the game is over. Liberty is not going to stop scoring. That Parrish defense isn't as good as it used to be. For what we've seen, and I've seen them get beat even against my legacy team at first too. I saw them get beat on different occasions in the Liberty game versus Parrish. I saw them get beat in the secondary. It's just not there this year. It's not there this year. Give me Liberty. And actually, I'm actually a little bit different. The moment Liberty stops Parrish's offense, they're gonna win by like 20 points.
We will see if that materializes. Waverly West, two on the side of the Warriors, one with the Panthers. Which direction are you going?
I think I just also have to go with Liberty. I think they're just too good. And like y'all said, betting against Coach Novikov and everything that Parrish is, I mean, five state championships in a row is just a truly wild stat, regardless of what level you're playing at. And I know y'all have probably mentioned in every single episode this season just what an insane season Sawyer Anderson has had. I feel like I'm sure y'all talk about that all the time, but it really just like can't be glossed over. If I have my stats right, 47 touchdown passes, 4,830 yards, which I think Liberty's quarterback, Quinn Murphy, also a great season. Baylor committed, like a great quarterback. He has about a little more than, but around half of that, which just puts in perspective of passing yards, how good Sawyer Anderson is. But I just think I still have to go with Liberty. They are too good from top to bottom. There really isn't much of a weak position. Last year, winning it in D2, they're coming to take the crown in D1. I think it'll be close, but I think Liberty takes it.
Well, one thing I was going to say real quick, we actually do have to give final scores for pick record stuff at the end. So Wes said his 48-41. I'm going to go 42-20 in Liberty favor. And then Walker, what do you have?
56-49. They're gonna put up 20 points in the first quarter, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll see. That's why you play the game. It'll be
Oh,
fun. Will the dynasty die in darkness? That is the storyline moving into Saturday evening. But now we move on to the Saturday afternoon game, the Taps Division II State Championship, All Saints versus Second Baptist, where All Saints is a 17.5 point favorite. We saw this coming from a mile away. Saturday at 2 p.m. at Waco ISD Stadium will feature two of the Blue Bloods in Taps Division II facing off. As good as these two teams have been, Second has not won a state title since 99, and All Saints has never secured a Taps state title, although boasting seven SPC titles, most recently in 2016. We've spoken at length about how dominant the Big Three have been in Division One. Well, All Saints beat two of those three, Parrish 39-35 and Prestonwood 31-27, in consecutive weeks to start off the season. And this 13-0 season is due in large part to the efforts of quarterback Gavin Parkhurst. Over 3,600 yards of total offense and 51 touchdowns, we knew he would be an impact player moving to Taps Division II, but he has proven it again and again on the biggest stage. I still think as talented a gunslinger as he is, his greatest weapon is his ability to make plays with his legs. And that's largely due to the dogs up front and Kwame Ose, Hudson Dalton, Ian Bothwell, and the rest of that offensive line, which could well be the best in the state. But this offense cannot be mentioned without highlighting the wideouts. Boise State commit Quamonte Williams has amassed over 1,100 yards and 20 touchdowns on the year, while Connor McCurdy, Hudson Reser, and Bryce Anderson round out one of the best units in the state. And having a running back like Cole Powell Freeman in the backfield with Parkhurst makes you that much more dynamic. However, this defense is equally as dominant. Senior Kansas State commit edge Dalton Knapp is putting together an MVP caliber season with 11 sacks and 27 tackles for loss. 27. That's not a real number. Sophomore Kingston Byers has 18 tackles for loss, senior Blake Robinette with 15, and Jacob Maynard with 12. That's an elite front. No two ways about it. They average less than 13 points allowed in district play, and we will see if it translates when they face off against second. But that will certainly be a challenge. I first saw Cannon Toon as a freshman in the 2022 semifinals, and after taking a massive hit at wide receiver and hanging onto the ball and shaking it off, I quickly realized that kid probably could be something. And Houdini has proven that true, leading second to what could be their first state title in the 21st century. Behind him, Alan Thomas, Langston Davis, RJ Lee, and Bryce Butler, the talent is certainly there. The Eagles can best you in a myriad of ways, as they did every team they face in district, barring Fort Bend. But they got their revenge in that game in a dominant way, as this defense, anchored by Bryce Butler, has only allowed 10 points per game in the last four contests. I think we lost how good the Second Baptist team is after they lost to Fort Bend. They're 11-2 on the season and have beaten very good teams in Fort Bend, the Woodlands Christian Academy, and Brownsville St. Joseph. The question is, do they have the horses to run with All Saints? And maybe to Ryan Schroeder's dismay, I don't think they do. I think All Saints is the better team. I think Second Baptist, like I mentioned, it could be even better than we think they are if we're putting too much weight in that Fort Bend game. All Saints is just a death squad. They beat the two best teams in Division One. They beat the team I'm picking to win state in Division One in consecutive weeks. I still don't think they get enough credit for that. I think the only thing it could be iffy is if they shoot themselves in the foot with stupid penalties. I think this is too big of a spot for them to let that happen. I think between Gavin Parkhurst, Hudson Reser, Kamonte Williams, Dalton Knapp, it would take me an hour to list out the playmakers. I think offensively they're better. I think defensively they're better. I think this could be a 41 to 21 type game. I do think that All Saints comes out and dominates.
Man, that was fun. This is the battle of pure talent, one of the most talented, maybe the most talented team in all of TXPS versus a team that is just full of discipline. They're one of the most disciplined teams in TXPS. Last week was kind of the same matchup for All Saints, right? Where they played Regents. Regents was a team full of disciplined dudes, but they just didn't have the talent to compete. And that's just a part of it. But you know who instilled that discipline, instilled that thing? Beck Brodden over there at the Second Baptist. He knows how to win football programs. He knows how to establish culture of discipline, of grit. And that is what the Second Baptist team is. They got the dudes, man. Multiple Division One guys on this team. They're gonna be the most talented team probably in D2 that All Saints has faced. What they're also going to combine with that is one of the most disciplined teams in TXPS that they've faced. That is going to be the interesting part. Can they get into their heads? Can they be more disciplined and fight in all this? But I don't think it is. And after Second Baptist has shown so much love to Mr. Ryan Schroeder over there, after I picked them round two or week two against Fort Worth Christian, nah, not anymore, man. The horses, they don't got the horses to compete with All Saints. Quamonte Williams is a grown man and made Regents look like they were nothing. And that is exactly what he's going to do again in round two in this state championship game. Give me by the score 42-28, All Saints final. Book it.
Ryan Schroeder, will we witness an Eagle party in Waco at about 3 p.m. on Saturday?
Come on, Ryan.
Oh,
Is it? Are we gonna have our Eagle party?
dude, dude,
Oh, the
dude,
tune's changing.
dude, dude. Oh my God, I'm actually like blushing because like this is hard for me, you know, like this is tough because I like it's like I'm getting made fun of for including Second Baptist in my Instagram post, but
I'm not making fun of
overall,
you. I'm not making fun of
no,
you.
be so for real, be so for
No, I'm
real,
making fun
all
of
right,
you.
be so for real, all right. I just want to say, Second Baptist, thank you so much. I've been glad to ride with, you know, on this train for the last couple weeks and stuff. And I really thought Second Baptist was going to be in this position from the start of the year. I could have told you that, along with all the other seven teams, to be honest with you. But that's neither here nor there. All I have to say is I just keep saying this all year long. A 13-0 All Saints team, a team that is truly, like Wes said, Parrish and Preston with back-to-back weeks. ESD another week, which was close, but like no one has ever stepped close to them this year. They came out the gate running and they haven't stopped. Besides a couple penalties and besides here or there with discipline stuff, this team is unstoppable. Second Baptist has had an incredible year, and yeah, it's just tough because you're facing Fort Worth All Saints. So, with that being said, give me Fort Worth All Saints, and I will not be as disrespectful, and I will say the final score is going to be. How about an even 40-30? That's not really good.
Is that
Well, no.
possible? Is
Well, there's no. So
a
hold on.
safety?
Just
I
remember.
mean,
Yep.
yeah, they could
No.
score. Just they could score
No.
15 safeties and get to 30.
Well, here's the thing. No one can kick and tap, so it doesn't matter. That's actually pretty. Dude, no one knows how to kick. Someone fix the kicking.
You
Fix
act like
the
we've seen a million missed. I
kicking. Fix the
rarely
kicking.
see missed
Fix the
extra
kicking.
points.
Fix the kicking. Someone care about kicking.
You're
Gosh.
perpetuating a myth that doesn't exist. They
It
don't miss
does.
extra points.
100% does. It 1000%. No one knows how to kick.
I don't even know how to
I'm gonna
respond to
count
this.
every missed extra point field goal at State,
We'll
and
make
I'm going to.
we'll make a side bet at State. I bet you if we're gonna set the line
No,
at
come on,
two and a
come on.
half PATs missed, I'm gonna take under.
Over. Over.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well,
Over.
I don't know what
Two
we're
and a half.
wagering on
I'll
there.
take
So you're
under,
going
by the way.
crazy. Yeah. You are losing your mind.
Wait,
The ego
sorry.
party has gotten to him,
P
man. We'll
P
get to you in a second.
Paul,
We got to hash this
PATs
out.
or field goals?
PATs.
Can we how about combine
No,
them?
because field goals can be PATs a
I
set
know, I
distance. I'm
know.
not betting on.
We'll rise the number. Rise the number.
Okay.
Five. Five. PAT field goal miss.
Well,
Five.
it's got to be a half integer.
Four and a half.
5.5.
No one kicks. No one kicks. No one cares to kick. Everyone knows that their special teams can't make anything, so they just go for it. No one can kick. No
Five
one can
and a
kick.
half. I'm going to take under 5.5.
That's a lot. Six is a lot. How about an
Put your
even
money.
five? How about an even five? Oh, yes.
Whatever. Even 5. We'll figure it. If it pushes, we'll figure it out.
Are you going to take the
Okay.
over on that, Ryan? On
Of
5?
course. Five. Yeah. No one's going to kick, though. No one's
I'll
going to
take the
kick.
under.
No one's going to kick. There's only four games. No one's going to kick the ball. So it's like, that's
Waverly,
the
before we
problem.
get to your
Nobody's going to
pick,
kick
are
the
you
ball.
taking under or over 5 combined kicks missed in the 2 days at State?
Respectfully, Ryan, under.
Yeah,
Dude,
that's crazy. It's a
bro.
crazy
Okay, it
take.
is crazy,
Shout
but no
out
one can.
Brazos
I
Christian's
gotta set a
kicker for
precedent. I gotta
a
set a precedent. Sorry, wait, what were you saying, Waverly?
Shout out Brazos Christian's kicker, Samuel Seabolt. He's a soccer player. So legit, our secret weapon. I'm telling you.
Dude,
I
he better
mean,
not
he's not a
miss
secret
one.
anymore.
He better not miss
Miss on First
one.
Baptist.
He better not miss one. I'm clipping that straight up. If he misses one,
We're not going to
play
put
my
the kid
clip.
on
Play the
blast like
clip.
that,
Play the
dude.
clip. Yeah, I'm putting
Okay.
him on
Okay.
blast.
Okay. I didn't think we were going to go this off the rails by the second game. But
So
Waverly,
good.
all three of us are picking All Saints. It's like a grizzly bear with chainsaw strapped to his arms. It's hard to go against. Your thoughts on this contest?
I mean, yeah, y'all said it all, but 13-0 is crazy. Neither of the TAPS Division I state championship teams are undefeated in the regular season. They beat two of the best TAPS Division I teams, still went undefeated, obviously ran through their Division II schedule. I just got to take All Saints. Y'all said it all. They have a talented roster from top to bottom. I'm so sorry to my dad who graduated from Second Baptist. Love Second Baptist, but I just can't pick against All Saints. Also, because I met their coach Aaron Beck at TAPSCon. I don't
Yeah.
know if the footage of this ever actually got posted. It may
Yeah,
have,
maybe.
but like basically taught me how to play quarterback in his offense, basically showed me X's and O's, his like, I don't even know. It was crazy. So shout out to All Saints coach, but I'm taking All Saints.
That is fair. Shout out Wyatt Shallow Cross. What a play. Shout out to the All Saints playbook. But yeah, that is where we're going in the Taps Division Two state title game. We now move on to Division Three, where we see Dallas Christian versus Holy Cross. DC is a 20.5 point favorite. The New Blood versus the Established. 9-7-2 versus 2-1-0. Kearney versus Alvarado. Dynasty versus Destiny. This is the Division Three state title. Few teams have put together the run that DC has been able to over the past 4 years. Four consecutive title appearances, three resulting in victories. DC has amassed 11 state titles and Coach Wheeler over 300 wins to establish the Chargers as one of the top programs in the history of the state of Texas. A four-peat here would be the first in school history, passing the run made in 1985 through 1987. And the program that produced Palmer Nix, Chris McCune, and Speedy Nettles has a class of talented athletes that can take them the distance. And it all runs through senior Syracuse commit quarterback Luke Kearney. A four-year starter, Kearney has passed for over 10,000 yards and rushed for another 3,000, amassing 151 total touchdowns in his time in Mesquite. His development has been nothing short of phenomenal, from a lanky freshman that showed promise to an on-field coach that has an innate will to win. Coach Wheeler can want little more from the senior gunslinger. His backfield partner oozes talent as well. Senior running back Titus Muse has accounted for over 1,800 yards and 25 touchdowns on the season. His ability to run around, through, or over defenses allows this Charger offense to take a multifaceted approach that is offered to few programs in the state. Seniors Jalen Gray, Dylan Turner, and Micah Mata bring a wealth of experience to the receiving core, and Holy Cross will not be able to key in on any one aspect of this DC team. Defensively, Darius Roberts, Joshua Garrett, and Ramon Gilroy, Jackson Barr, and Gary Jefferson III will bring a strength to the front seven that Holy Cross has not seen since George Anagostis, Corey Thomas, and Mark Rayson for First Baptist. But only one team can go second, and the boys from 426 North San Felipe have made that their battle cry. The Knights are a perfect 13-0 on the year, and you could say that their district is subpar and that they haven't played anyone, except they have. With wins over Division I Central Catholic, Division I District II undefeated champion Antonian, and Division IV title favorite First Baptist, Holy Cross has been on an absolute tirade all year. Senior quarterback Gibby Alvarado has accounted for over 3,300 yards and 39 touchdowns on the year, as defenses have had no answer for him through the air or on the ground. Senior running back Louis Lopez has gone for over 814 on the ground as well, behind dogs such as Jason Martinez, Samuel Valenzuela, and big Jose Lerma on that offensive line. On that note, Jose Lerma is also a flat-out nightmare coming off of that left end, and Valenzuela adds to a pressure that I don't think DC has experienced this year outside of Jack Harwell and Preston Wood. However, I can't move on from the offense without mentioning seniors Marco Gomez and Nick Hall, both almost at 1,000 receiving yards and 12 touchdowns apiece. Both of these guys will be tasked with taking the top off of the Charger defense. But this Knights defense will be the game breaker. Valenzuela and Lerma, as mentioned on the defensive line, Marcus Perez and Andrew Yara at linebacker with 8 tackles for loss each, and the deadliest unit, the Hawks in the back end. Patrick Ortiz, 10 interceptions. Nick Hall, 6 interceptions. Isaiah Jackson Rice, 6 interceptions. They have established a no-fly zone, and we will see shortly if the Waco airspace will be forced to comply on Friday evening. Oof.
So all of this leads
Oof.
us to the ultimate question: the juggernauts of TXPS or the new blood out to etch their names into history? The Lion may have become old, but I think many of you have underestimated the calloused veteran. He has rightfully reclaimed his throne from dynasties past and has fought off challenger after challenger, including this young cub in the winter previous. And there's an old cliche that's tossed around by young and old alike, that Father Time is undefeated. He's dictated a regime change in this great division, and we will watch with great anticipation to see if the old lion will be the first to best him on Friday evening. But as for my bet, I'm taking Father Time and the young cub. I think to bet against Holy Cross in this situation, with the season they've put together, blitzing the teams they should, and reaching up and beating much bigger schools, schools that appear more talented, there is no weakness I can see that you can exploit in this Holy Cross team. I think this is the year. I think the Knights are going second in this championship game. Walker Lot.
I just want to personally say that was unbelievable, Wes Tolleson. I've never been more hyped to want to run through multiple walls. this is awesome. This is what Texas high school football is all about, man. Like, getting hyped for state championships. Man, I'm so excited. Shout out to Jacob Bermudez for just clipping us on Twitter on his own note to context. I don't know where he got that idea from, but about like some hype for San Antonio. Shout out to us. But this is the matchup that I think is the most anticipated for me, because I think this is the most, the storylines in this game are insane, right? You're talking about a team that is historically the most winningest team in TAP's history. They have won 11 state titles over there at Dallas Christian. This is a team that is versus a team that has not won one. And what's crazy is they're the favorite. That's what's crazy about this game, is that Holy Cross is going into this game as a favorite for the first time maybe ever in its title game, in a big time game like this. And their whole attitude, right, is from the 4-2-6, from the 2-1-0, and they're the underdogs in everything they do. It's going to be interesting to see how they are as the favorites in this one. Do I think this is rat poison and it's going to go one ear out the other? Absolutely. They won't care what anything I say. But it's true. From a media side, they are the favorites in this one. And what does that put Mike Wheeler in a position? He rarely has ever been the underdog. He must love it, right? As a coach and as an underdog, he has not had this feeling for a while. That's going to be so much fun to watch. This is a game that I think is going to come down to a touchdown. I know that's crazy, where I think they're projected as a multiple touchdown favorite. I think this comes down to one score.
So what?
You know, I've learned through the years, sometimes there is a thing called destiny. And I think the team from the 4-2-6 have destiny on their side. Give me Holy Cross of San Antonio. Give me the 4-2-6. Give me the 2-1-0. Give me Alvarado. Give me Lerma. Give me Nick Hall. Give me this team. I'm so excited to watch them finally raise the trophy for the city of San Antonio, a city that has not brought a title from TAPS in a very, very long time. I think they bring it home and put on for their city. In the wise words of Memphis Grizzly point guard, what is his name?
John Morant.
It is a parade inside my city for the 4-2-6. Give me Holy Cross.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
What are y'all's final scores? Sorry, I need to write them down.
35-21.
I don't think they've scored under 40 in a very long time. And I think they're going to get. Give me 42-35, Holy Cross.
Alrighty. Well, I think you all knew what was coming. For those who don't know, although the clips from Jacob might prove different, I'm a massive Holy Cross fan. I've been a massive Holy Cross fan this entire season. When I sat at that table at the TXPS retreat this summer with Gibby, and then also when I talked to his dad as well that day, I've never heard someone basically in the most like quiet tone ever be like, "We're gonna win the state championship." Like, just like not like, but like they weren't like, but like just like telling me basically like that, not that they're gonna win, but like just the confidence that like basically that you could tell that they knew that they're gonna win. They knew something that we didn't. They knew something that was something in the water at Holy Cross that we didn't know. And it actually has amazed me how awesome of a season they've had. Every single team they've gone through, they've just hit like a rocket, man. Coach Harrison obviously talking about the way he was, you know, people in this town only care about one win. They only care about one win. Coach, they're going to care about more than one win if you win the state championship. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, people care about beating the certain teams in San Antonio, but when you go and beat a dynasty like Dallas Christian, oh, they're going to care. But with all that being said, the biggest thing to me is I have to respect talent. Obviously, last week I chose Lubbock Christian over Dallas Christian because I really truly thought Lubbock Christian has played a great season, and they were going to go toe to toe with them, and they did, and they truly did go toe to toe with Dallas Christian. But something I underestimated, and I want to speak this truly again, is that Dallas Christian is really those guys, and Luke Carney is really that guy. And Luke Carney, by the way, if no one knows, he's a winner of all things. He's a winner. The dude wins. And
I think he's the winningest player in Taps history, supposedly. That is the stat I saw on Twitter. So
and let it be known, he's going to finish his career as one of the biggest winners. Oh, just not even the stat wise. He is just a winner, okay? Syracuse is getting someone incredible. With all that being said, though, gotta ride. I gotta ride with the boys at Holy Cross. Gotta, man. Something different, man. Something different. It's an incredible season. 13-0, just like All Saints. Or sorry, 13-0, just like All Saints. It just something about that, man. Absolutely incredible season. Give me Holy Cross. And yeah, I do think that the Dallas Christian offense does something. I think they put up 30 points. Honestly, give me 49-35, Holy Cross. Just a little bit more than Walker.
So we've got three on the side of Holy Cross, Waverly West. What direction are we going in this Division III state title game?
I mean, last year, obviously, I'm coming in covering the state championships with y'all, not knowing a whole lot about Division Three. I knew Dallas Christian was just such a powerhouse, like y'all said, a dynasty. Holy Cross was obviously the underdog in that game and came up short, but they really were so much closer than anyone thought that it would be. And I mean, what a storybook season, and just you could not write a better ending. Ending up against Dallas Christian, the team that beat them last year in the state championship, and here they are, the favorites to beat Dallas Christian and win that state championship. I think I just have to go with Holy Cross. I picked against them once earlier this season, whenever I came on with y'all for the First Baptist Holy Cross game. I went with First Baptist, like y'all have said so many times. It was partly a Division IV bias, but First Baptist receiving core, we'll get into that later, but is so good. And specifically, Patrick Ortiz, Nick Hall, all of those guys really just shut them down. And obviously, there's so many other factors to that game, but I got to take the 426 and San Antonio Holy Cross to win their first state championship in Taps.
This might be the game I'm most excited for. I think it is the game I'm most excited for, just because we know DC always has the pieces and the questions are there this year, but I don't know how the teams are going to perform against each other. It's going to be really fun. As mentioned in the preview, this is an incredibly exciting matchup, and we are lucky to be able to witness it. But before we get out of here, we've got one final contest to preview. That is the Division IV state title game. Brazos Christian versus Dallas First Baptist, where First Baptist is a 13.5-point favorite. Waverly West, it would be an injustice to bring you on here and not have you preview this game, being our Division IV specialist and also a member of one of the state title contending schools. What are we going to be looking out for in this contest?
Like y'all said, ever since the very beginning of the season, Brazos Christian and First Baptist have been the two teams everyone expected to be here in the Division IV state championship game on December 6th. First Baptist is the team in Taps Division IV. They look to defend their state championship from last season and go back to back. The only thing standing in their way is Brazos Christian. First Baptist is well-rounded and talented from top to bottom of their roster. Their offense is absolutely rolling right now with the likes of Quincy Reams, Bradley Mays, Caleb Mitchell, and Mark Grayson leading the way. Corey Thomas is an absolute matchup nightmare on both sides of the ball for anyone who goes up against them, and he will be a major factor in this game. For Brazos Christian, Coach Corey Washington has brought consistent success to them in his third year of leading the program and has them in the state championship game. sophomore quarterback Cooper Murray is coming into his own in his first full season as varsity quarterback, and the senior trio of Truett Godike, Jackson Caffey, and Isaiah Perkins have been playmakers in every single game, every single time down the field for the Eagles. Brazos Christian is 13-0 with possibly the best defense Brazos Christian has ever had, with Bent Hillary, Brody Garner, and Grant Boehm leading the front. First Baptist is the overwhelming favorite in this game, but the question is, will Brazos Christian's grit be enough to overcome the defending state championship, and will Brazos Christian win their first ever state championship in 11-man football? Guys, what do y'all think?
I think I'm going to fire myself from writing scripts because that was very well done.
Great. It's very good.
I'll give my brief thoughts on the overall matchup. I think this game is won by one of the defenses. As much as we talk about how good First Baptist's offense is, number one, they've got 2,000-yard passers on their team. Dylan Jones is at 1,800 and Quincy Reams is at 1,500. Obviously, Mark Grayson's over 1,000 yards receiving and Quincy Reams is nearing on it. But defensively, I want you to stay with me here and follow these numbers. Okay. Joseph Martinez, 28 tackles for loss, 8.5 sacks. Corey Thomas, 23 TFLs, 9 sacks. George Anagostis, 15 tackles for loss. Mark Grayson, 14 tackles for loss. Those are not real numbers. And then you got Tucker and Harden Brown in the back end with 3 and 2 interceptions, respectively. In terms of Brazos Christian, Brody Garner's got 14 TFLs and 11 Ooh. Sacks. Tillery's got 13 TFLs. This is where the game is won. Yeah, it's where the game is won. If Brazos Christian is going to have guys like Brody Garner, like Ben Tillery, put pressure on whether it's Quincy Reams or Dylan Jones back there if they're passing it, because if they give them time, as good as guys like y'all have in the back end, I mean, Caleb Mitchell and Bradley Mays are going to get theirs if Quincy Reams or Dylan Jones has, you know, 5-6 seconds to throw. All that to say is, I've been mulling over this for a while, and I was close to taking Brazos Christian. I've tipped my hat. I'm going to take First Baptist. But as we saw, First Baptist has struggled, and they play a very physical team. That's kind of been a storyline we've been mulling over. That's what happened against Holy Cross. Brazos Christian isn't Holy Cross, but they're physical with guys like Garner, Tillery, et cetera. I think it's close. I'm saying this is a 35-21 point game when the dust settles. I think it's a 2-score game. I don't think that the Eagles get run out of the water by any means, but I do think that I'm going to have to go with the Saints. Walker.
Dude, this is fun. I kind of have said the past couple of weeks basically what you just said, where if they're physical, if Brazos Christian is physical, it could get interesting. You saw in the Central Texas game, right, last week, where it was 7-7 in, like, the second quarter, and everyone was kind of like, really? Like, how does that work, right? And, of course, then they finally turned it on, and their stars went and became stars, right? Big-time players make big-time plays, and that's what you saw in that game. That is the key. If you stop your big time, if Brazos Christian stops the big time plays by Caleb Mitchell, Bradley Mays, Mark Grayson, this is a ball game. But unless you're San Antonio Holy Cross, which is one of the best defenses in the state, no one really has. And that's going to be the interesting part. But like I've said all year, I think what Brazos Christian has that other D4 teams don't have is they have strength on the defensive and offensive lines. In the trenches, they're one of the best in D4. And that is where I think they're going to compete in this one. Now, for the pick, I'm going to go for the team from the 214. You have to pick Dallas First Baptist in this scenario. I think Brazos Christian is going to try their hardest. And I think they're going to compete early. I just think their talent is too much. And you've seen that basically in every game besides the Holy Cross game, and especially in D4, where the big-time players make big-time plays, and I think this happens again. No, like I've said, right, I think there's a two categories of teams in each division, the elite and then a normal private school. First Baptist is elite. I think Brazos Christian, I think, is a normal, really, really good private school. I just got to go the team from the 214. For the score, 42-21 final. Give me First Baptist.
Two
Wait,
for the
sorry.
Saints, none for the Eagles. Ryan Schroeder,
Yeah, I gotta write
where are we leaning?
I gotta write these down. What do you say again, Walker? What was your
42-21.
42-21. And then what'd you say, Wes?
He
Give me a
said
second.
21.
35, 20, 35, 21.
Yeah,
You
two
said that about
scores.
the last game, so nice. You're pretty consistent with that.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to be.
Oh, is that guy? This guy thinks he went a pick record or something?
I'm trying my hardest.
Paris Pistol's gotta get better at football. Okay, hold on. Real quick, so for First Baptist, Brazos Christian, the one thing I'll say here is that it's very impressive. Brazos Christian has had an incredible year. I definitely will tell you right now, Brazos Christian has had a great year. But if something comes down to the fact that First Baptist, it's truly just one of those types of teams where like domination in D4, right? True domination in D4 is what First Baptist is. And these are the only two teams in D4 that we really haven't seen play, if we're being honest. Like, we saw both these teams play Central Texas Christian at this point. We know where things stack up in the grand scheme of things. And where it stacks up is that First Baptist is just overall, in my opinion, is better set for these types of games down the stretch, right? First Baptist has the skill level guys to go toe to toe with anyone in D4. Now, they don't have the skill level, they don't have the rest of the crew in the depth to compete in the D3 top level like we saw in the Holy Cross game. But in D4, the skill level guys that they can throw out there, that's all that really matters in D4, is if you just have a really good punch. That's what happened. That's how Lubbock Christian got their win 2 years ago. They had a really good punch, right? And I think that's all you need in D4. And overall, that's my pick. First Baptist over Brazos Christian. Brazos Christian, a great year, undefeated year going into this game. Absolutely nothing to gawk at, but I mean, it's First Baptist, so it's like, what do you know, right?
Waverly, I don't know if you'll be allowed back into the halls of Brazos Christian if you pick First Baptist in this contest, but I still have to ask you on record what your pick is. So who are you going with in this game?
Y'all know I'm going with Brazos Christian. The Eagles, it's going to be 1000% there. Aggressive Eagle Wings. Their toughest test of the season. I, as someone who goes to Brazos Christian as a cheerleader, I am so incredibly nervous, have been since we won the game last week, but I don't know. I think we can do it. I think they just, like I said in the script, their grit, their toughness, that aspect, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be close. I'm stressed out. I don't know how much I can talk about this, but really quick before we move on, I just want to shout out the senior class. There's seven guys. I think they are really the ones who just want it so bad. And I mean, obviously, you have so many contributors in other grades, and I'm not saying that they don't, but this is a senior class. Most of them played all 4 years of high school. Coach Washington came their sophomore year, they bought in, and here they are in the state championship game as seniors. I want it so badly for them. I know it's going to be so hard. First Baptist, Coach LeBourne has a great team over there. Like I said earlier, those receivers, Quincy Reams, I mean, everything stellar. They may go back to back. I don't know, but I'm taking the Brazos Christian Eagles, and yeah.
You know, if you weren't nervous moving into this game, I would think that you're crazy. That's a normal emotion to feel, especially when your team is involved in it. This is going to be fun. I mean what I say when from the outside looking in, people are going to think this is going to be a blowout. I don't think that's a smart opinion to have. My official TXPS ball knower prediction is I don't think it's going to be a blowout, Ryan.
I have to give my final score, and that's ironic that you just said that because I'm actually on the opposite end of the spectrum. Sorry, Waverly. I'm gonna put 56-14 for FBA over Brazos. Sorry.
I think that could lose you the pick record right there. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm almost guaranteeing it, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
That's
We'll
I
come
that
up.
I don't know what to, I that that's
Hey,
I.
if he's
I'm
drastically
sorry.
wrong on this,
That
can we shift? Can we actually, I don't even know if I'm gonna be last in the pick record, but somehow if it's close, if he gets
dude.
this wrong, can we shift the cheerleader punishment onto Ryan?
That's okay, so here's the thing. games won versus games lost isn't going to matter when you lose Parish Liberty. Do you realize
I'm
that?
not
Because
going to lose. I'm
you'll be
telling
two
you.
games down at that point, and it's going to be over. Like, do you realize that?
No, I'm confident. I'm confident in that pick. That pick is going to make me look like the smartest person that has ever commented on Texas private school football. Just trust.
There's not many
Trust.
of us,
Oh, hey,
so
one thing I want to say,
it's
one thing.
me, it's us, the guy in LSCSN. That's about all we got.
One thing I was gonna say is 2 years ago, Jordan Black, that's the coach of Fort Bend, right? Right. He said in his post game, like hype, telling them, like congratulating all them. He said, "What if we stay for Parrish tonight to play Parrish tonight?" And it was the best thing ever. I wanted to say it earlier. Okay, talking in the same sense, All Saints, bro. Like the team they didn't get to play this year to prove they would truly be the best team would be Liberty. I don't know. That's what I'll leave it at. But I thought it was funny Jordan Black said that. I think All Saints has that same energy. But anyways, totally off cue, but thought that was
No,
funny.
I'm so glad you said that because I remember vividly when he
Yeah.
said that, and like it fired everyone. Everyone was like, "Yeah!" We all looked at each other.
No,
We're like, "Yeah, all right."
no, no. Man, no. This is like one of the best TXPS teams of all time. You do not want the smoke. I promise you.
But that was an all-time moment from Coach Jordan Black. I haven't thought about that
That's
in
funny.
2 years. I'm glad you brought that up. All that being said. We have reached the end of the previews for the 2024 football season. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe state's upon us. I'm so incredibly excited. It is our favorite weekend of the year. We will be there. We will have, I think, four interns there helping us out. If you see any of us, member or intern, say hi. We love to interact with you. That's our favorite part of being at state. But friends, that brings us to the end. We will have one more review episode for this season, then we get into our off-season content. But before we get into that, Waverly West, thank you as always for joining us on this program. You got some great insight into Taps Division 4. As always, I have been a quarter of your hosting crew, Wes Tollison. Walker Lott, Ryan Schroeder, and Waverly West have fantastically been themselves. We will see you following the state championships. See you later.